This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Christy Blank, Clinical Director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Christy, last time we spoke, there was a pretty good downturn in COVID-19 in Maricopa County and throughout Illinois for that matter. And well, now as we speak, we're having quite a, I guess we would call it a resurgence. And we wanted to discuss several things with you today. And first off, we're seeing a resurgence. The numbers prove that. But wanted to ask you, we've heard a lot about the Delta variant versus the original COVID-19. Is it more one or the other, or what are you seeing from what you know at this time as to why the resurgence?
So, Rick, we are assuming that this is the Delta variant here based off of the sequencing going on across the United States. We are still waiting on a large amount of our samples to be sequenced. As you can imagine, this is taking a long time due to the amount of positives coming in. The samples that have been coming in over the last couple weeks have been positive for the Delta variant. So we can assume, based off the epidemiology of knowing that the Delta virus is 2 times more contagious than the first variant that came through prior to Delta, our assumption is when all of our test results come back that we sent for sequencing, these two will show that they are the Delta variant.
We also discussed, but at that time it was very early for the Delta variant, but there was evidence indicating that the Delta variant was breaking through to say people who had been fully vaccinated might have contracted the Delta variant. And maybe an update on that is, has that been seen and is that prevalent, or sort of where does that stand?
So we are seeing some breakthrough cases. I think what everybody needs to keep in mind, Rick, is that the vaccine is not a cure. Just as the same as measles or influenza or things like that, you know, we get vaccinated for those things and people still get them. They get milder cases. This isn't meant to be a cure. The breakthrough cases that we're seeing, the symptoms that the individuals are having are mostly very mild. It's the unvaccinated population that we're hearing about that are on the ventilator in the hospital, or their sickness is very prolonged and sometimes resulting in death.
We had for a while a lot of availability for getting the vaccine or for testing. There's recently been some changes. And for those people still interested in vaccination, or those who might be thinking they have COVID or need to be tested for COVID, maybe we could go over what is current right now as far as that. Starting with that, where does the health department now have the vaccine available for those who want to get it?
We do still offer all three vaccines, the Moderna, Pfizer, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, through our Gillespie Maple Street Clinic. That's located at 109 East Maple and Gillespie. Those vaccines are still available on a walk-in basis, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have a mobile unit set up out in the parking lot of the clinic. You can drive up and they come out to your vehicle. They'll do your registration and your education in your vehicle, give you your shot in your vehicle. Now, we were giving out of the Morgan Street office in Carlinville, but unfortunately, we've been hit with a critical staffing shortage here as well. So we simply don't have enough staff to staff both locations Monday through Friday. So at this time, we're just offering the vaccine here in Gillespie. Now, as far as testing, our testing numbers, we were testing in the Gillespie office as well from 9 to 1 Monday through Friday. That has changed. 2 weeks ago, we were testing approximately about 20 people a day. Now we're testing approximately about 140 people a day. So again, this puts a huge burden on my staff. We do testing here at this facility as a courtesy to Maricopa and surrounding counties. It's not a required service, but it is something that we want to be able to offer to our area. So enabled to keep doing the testing each day, I have to pull my staff from their normal health center staffing duties and transition out to testing. So we are making a change in what we're going to do with that. Way back when the pandemic started, we were doing testing in a drive-up fashion where you stayed in your car and it was a drive-through line and we would do mass testing. We would do, 250 tests a day. So we feel like we're peaking back to that area again. So starting Tuesday, the 7th, the day after Labor Day, we're going to go back to that testing line. And we're going to be testing each day of the week from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. We are going back to the way we were, where you have to register online at www.mcphd.net. You'll go to the COVID-19 tab, and there is a registration tab on there for you to register yourself. Now, if they're elderly or somebody that does not have access to the Internet and they want us to help, then they can call into our COVID Command Center, and that team can register them over the phone. That phone number is 217-313-5078.
You mentioned that now you'll be going back as of Tuesday to the online registration. Think maybe just to go back one step was, what about the vaccinations you're still doing at the Maple Street Clinic? Is people now required to pre-register? Because it was they could drive up, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there's no pre-registering for the vaccine at all required. They can just show up and we will bring their consent form out to their vehicle and do their education. So it is absolutely walk-in basis, no need for an appointment.
Also, we had some changes concerning quarantine rules. It's been changed somewhat, and I thought maybe we could go over that. As you say, you're testing more people, and they're going to probably find out if quarantine's necessary and all those things. What are the new rules concerning a quarantine?
So Macoupin County worked with the state of Illinois to reduce the quarantine for asymptomatic individuals, so people with no symptoms. If they are exposed to a positive COVID-19 case and deemed a close contact, then we have reduced the quarantine from 14 days to 10 days. As long as they remain with no symptoms the entire period of the 10 days, then after 10 days, then they can go back to resuming their duties with a recommendation that they still adhere to strict mask adherence and try to social distance. Just in case they do still become symptomatic during that full 14-day period.
One other question concerning testing. We have the new guidelines that you just told us about. I was wondering, what types of testing does the health department do when someone wants to go ahead and get tested? Is it still the full swab, or do you have an alternate? What is the testing routine?
So what we're offering right here, right now, is the same thing we have been. So we offer rapid antigen testing. It's a Binex Now test made by Abbott. That takes about 15 minutes for it to result. So we give results the same day. That is indicated for individuals that are symptomatic. So if they come through our line because they're ill, then we will do a rapid antigen on them, and then we will also send a confirmatory to the state of Illinois. That is a anterior nasal swab that is sent to the Illinois Department of Public Health Springfield lab, and that usually takes 24 to 48 hours to come back. That's the respiratory PCR test.
And finally, we also heard new information about the booster vaccine okayed. Right now, it's only, I think, to be given to people who have a doctor's order or doctor's permission and things like that. What's the latest as far as the booster vaccine for those interested in that portion?
Currently, the FDA has still only released the EUA, the emergency use waiver or approval for a booster for the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. And currently, it's only indicated for immunocompromised individuals. So we are requiring a doctor's order for that individual to receive their booster vaccine. So they need to bring that doctor's order with them here to the clinic when they come to get their booster, and then we can give that to them. Now, we have heard that they will soon be releasing an EUA for a booster for everybody else, but we have not seen that yet. That has not been released to the public yet.
And as we come to the end of the show, just a final thoughts or maybe something new you'd like to add or something you've heard about that maybe we should know about concerning COVID, what's your final thoughts?
We are encouraging people to be vaccinated, to do their part, to be compliant. Here at the health department, we're getting a lot of phone calls and emails. People are frustrated. They're tired of the restrictions. They're tired of staying home or being told to stay home or wear a mask. But this can't improve and can't get better unless people do their part. So we're all fatigued from it. We're all tired. We want to move past it, but it takes everybody to make it happen.
Christy Blank, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.